Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
They literally just let these kittens run around the house.
The terrible Australian bee Jemine.
She wanted a pipe, but this is not what she was referring to.
Professor Science Batch.
Because I'm Canadian, I eat poutine, okay? It's a thing.
And Trash Panda Colin.
Yeah, North Hole. North Hole's like your mouth.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
Hey, it's Craven! Everybody loves Craven!
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is not the pussy you can just off to, bro.
This is the closest this nerd will ever get to pussy.
Adult themes.
Get your weird Louise Lasser Toby the Ghost port out of here.
So if you're just mega rich, you can just have your own cereal.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen!
Would you like to touch what you see?
You know something? Dreams really do come true.
Oh, look out!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real emergency! What's the matter with you?
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to your favorite weekly Tubi-related podcast with the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. I am one of your awesome co-hosts, Super Marcy, and this is episode 134. I'm mind blown that we have gotten this far, and this is the final episode for Doctor Who month, and that means I am still joined by some lovely companions. First of all, yes, there he is right there. He is the terrible Australian. We think he's on the astral realm right now. Please welcome Beej Mine.
I'm good, thanks, Marcy. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm glad I'm not in the astral plane right now.
Well, technically, I'm not in the astral plane. I'm actually inside a safe as we speak because, you know, lately, baby Craven has been stabbing me a lot. And I thought, you know what? I should hide in a safe so that way he doesn't try to stab me and he can't get in because there's no doors in this safe whatsoever.
Oh, so you might run out of oxygen?
I mean, there's a little tube that gives me oxygen, but it's so tiny that even baby Craven himself can't fit through it.
Oh, we'll see. We'll see how that goes. And speaking of baby Craven, it's our Canadian companion and co-host, the Professor of Science. It is Professor Batch.
Oh, you what? You're insinuating that I'm baby Craven?
I'm just insinuating that baby Craven doesn't stab you.
I know. I don't know. I don't know. He likes me better. I don't know. We are the number one longest reigning Tubi related podcast. Yeah. And it is Doctor Who month. And I am so excited. This is one of my favorite Doctor Who episodes. And who else is here?
Yes, we have our American. He is the most American of the Americans. He is even a trash panda. That is Colin. Hello, Colin.
Hi, everybody. Sorry to warm up my fucking battery here to hit this thing, but I'm pretty stoked about this.
As you should be. And we are joined once again for Doctor Who month. He is the master himself, is Mr. James Simpson. Welcome back.
I am the master, and you will obey me.
Oh,
yeah,
hey,
I don't know about that.
Okay. Damn, you sound like fucking some BDSM shit. Let's go. I love it. We're talking about Doctor Who, right?
Yeah,
it's like a symbol. Like BDSM is like a thing in Doctor Who, right?
Absolutely.
I'm sure
like
on some planet.
Robot, like an evil thing?
With Jack Harkness, yes.
Yeah, tight. Possibly, so yeah. I got something right.
People do get tied up and tortured a lot. So.
Oh, fuck. Don't get me started. I'm watching a lot of serial killer shit.
A lot of probes.
Lots of probes. Especially
this one.
Well, yeah, we'll soon find out. It is my pick of
Doctor Who.
Probe colon Doctor Who. It is my choice of Doctor, and I went with the fifth Doctor, and somehow we've ended up having them in order from 3, 4, 5, and at the start it was 6. So it's very weird. It's true to be fashion to just do things in a weird order. And the four episode story arc, bloody hell, that there we are is. Doing. Yes, I got it. Is the five Doctors, and these episode arcs are potentially going to give us some Tubi Achievement Year nominations, actually.
Ooh.
But you'll see. Beat, do you want to lay down the ground rules while you're in this safe and let people know how to watch and all that stuff?
Indeed. What you need to do, everyone, is look up the classic Doctor Who show on Tubi, if it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world. And we're going to be going from season 20, episode 23 to start with, which of course is The Five Doctors Part 1. So I'll count us down from 5 and then I will say go. And then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the episode. However, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion. So if an ad does pop up, Batch will play this sound effect. Nice. And then once the ads are over, Batch will play the sound effect again, but we'll also make sure to give a timestamp as well, so that way you are in sync with us. However, though, since we are doing a four-episode arc, there will be little pauses in between each episode, so we will let you know when the next episode starts up, and then you can start up the clock again. However, if you're not interested in watching classic Doctor Who with us, first of all, how dare you? I'm pretty sure this episode will still be a fun listen to regardless. So, Marcy, Batch, Colin, and James, are you ready to take the final trip beyond space and time with the five-episode arc of the five Doctors from Doctor Who?
I think you mean four-episode arc of the five Doctors.
Four-episode arc. Sorry, I apologize. to be fair, I've been running out a little bit of oxygen in this safe, just
well,
saying.
Fair, but that's fair.
I mean, there's a little bit, but not much. But anyways, though, counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
And we're off with
Big Booty Colin.
I was going to say BBC.
You're a K Colin.
I was going to say.
Oh my God, that doctor looks like my popo.
That doctor looked like a
grandfather. Oh.
I'm glad I'm just the right amount of stone for this as well.
Why are we getting a disco? Dicks. Terry Dicks.
I don't know, we're in the 80s. Disco died in the 70s.
Yeah, but there needs to be a disco version of the Doctor Who theme.
Look at that fucking sweater vest he has on. Oh my God, I need that vest.
Okay, James, fill us in. Where are we at as of right now, Doctor Who?
Well, right now this is the fifth Doctor. We're about two and a bit seasons away from where we left off last week in Legopolis.
The TARDIS isn't working?
Yeah, he just fixed it.
But it's broken again.
The TARDIS never works.
Nope.
Ever.
I'm telling you.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Since we just had the 60th anniversary, I thought this would be a great pick. This is the 20th anniversary episode.
And this is Pete Davidson as the Doctor.
Pete Davidson. Yeah.
Hell yeah, Pete Davidson.
That's who should be the next Doctor Who. Pete Davidson.
Look out, ladies. Pete Davidson's the next Doctor, and he's going to date every woman imaginable who's like way out
Doctor,
of his league.
Look out, it's the Daleks. Okay.
Okay. Sorry. Sorry, I'm banging my companion.
I'm so high that so works right now.
I'm using
the
screwdriver. God, I hate Pete Davidson.
Peter Davison. Whatever. It's the same fucking name.
Why does Peter Davison look like he's wearing a cricket outfit?
Because it is a cricket outfit.
That's a swag.
He really likes cricket and crumpets, and apparently he keeps a celery on his jacket, but wouldn't that be old and smelly by now, or does he like replace it daily?
Occasionally you see, like, if he walks past a table with food on it, he'll just pick up a new piece of celery and put it on.
Checks out. And where did this companion get that really nice fur coat?
Nice. There's a closet of shit in the TARDIS.
I was going to say, it's probably the second Doctor's fur coat.
Meanwhile, the Death Star.
Oh, look who it is. It's right. The first Doctor.
This motherfucker.
How the fuck is he walking Doctor. Down the stairs? Leave him alone.
It's a replacement actor.
It's a first Doctor.
I don't even know where I'm at.
It's a representation Holy of the first shit. Doctor, and the Phantom Zone is coming to get him.
They forgot to give me my drugs. They took his drugs. Where's he going? To fucking Krypton?
Yes.
Oh,
do the John Williams theme.
Star Wars.
He was starting to have heart palpitations because a ginger was approaching. That's his special power.
Yeah. That's how it starts, well, guys. To be fair,
Turlough did try to kill him when they first met. So,
Shit! Look at this fucking. That looks like some shit. Gots 3D prints.
You should get him to 3D print this.
Is Gots the bad guy in this?
Yes.
Yes.
I hope so.
Well, now you're going over there, Doctor.
God damn it, Gots, you fucking...
Oh, no.
Can't be 3D printing doctors.
Well, now Doctor Who's on, so we better drink our whiskey, because I don't know how to get through an episode of Doctor Who.
No, Marcy, it's brandy. They're British.
Oh, fuck.
Let's
drink some brandy.
That Doctor Who, what a lovely chap.
Do you think I have a sexy moustache?
The Doctor did it. The Doctor killed that woman.
Are we not on the set of Dad's Army?
Look at that. Did
this guy come
secretary.
Out of Galaxy Quest with that hair?
Hey, look who it is.
Oh, look at that hair, dude.
That fur coat was hard, bro. Where'd he get that from, fucking P. Diddy?
That is some Stranger Things hair right there.
That is the second Doctor.
He was
Mo
doing...
from the Three Stooges.
He was trying to have a Beatles haircut, but just didn't work well.
Nobody should have that haircut.
It's the hair from the kid from Burial Ground, the man child.
That looks like if my kid cut their hair by themselves. Like, that's what it looks like. If my kid cut their
wig.
Hair,
I'm
that's
pretty
what
sure that's
like.
A wig.
Fucking box cut. It looks like he took a fucking drink, like a drink holder, and cut his hair with it.
Nomination for best wig right here.
Yes.
I think this already gets a nomination for best hair.
Yes.
And best sweater vest.
Typewriter clicking.
I think we need to combine like all the Doctor Who like arcs into one nomination just for Doctor Who for best fashion.
Yes.
Yep.
There's so much weed in that fur coat.
Why do you think I want that fur coat? The Doctor. We're clever at writing.
He said the thing.
They know that that's a doctor?
Yep.
Yes.
The
Brigadier is his homie. He's like Brigadier is like one of the main characters. Like he's almost like a companion.
Yep. He was around for the entire third Doctor run.
Yeah, but why is
James,
the
Doctor
tying his fur coat with a rope?
He's cold.
Well, Marcy, he borrowed that rope from the kid in the last episode that you weren't on.
Yeah.
Because yeah, it was the style at the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Here comes the Phantom Zone.
What it was like really, really popular to look homeless? That was the style back in the day?
Yeah.
To look homeless?
For the doctor, yeah.
And have bad haircuts? God damn.
Yes.
Damn Phantom Zone trying to get us.
It looks like a bear. It looks like he's a bear running in the woods.
Lethal Weapon just ripped off Doctor Who because he just said he's getting too old for this.
Uh-oh.
Oh no, Listen, the Phantom Zone.
That Superman movie is being ripped off right now. What was that, Wrath of Khan, where he fucking was in space and he fucking got his ass in one of those things and he's like floating in space? Isn't that
it's
what
okay.
the fuck it is?
It's okay, he'll just bi-generate.
Oh, Gots has two more toys.
This was Lego Dimensions before Lego Dimensions.
this was when they got the idea.
No, this was Spaceballs, the action figures.
Yes. Oh, hi, Horsey. That horse is bigger than that car.
Car is pimp. Hey.
That car is tight. Dude, go faster, bro. Don't pull over, idiot.
So this was
that's got horrible turn radius.
I don't want to be in this crossover. I'm out.
It's Speed's doctor. No. He wants to get out.
I've been trying to talk
for 10 minutes, but everyone interrupts me.
That's because you're in the plane. We can't even, like, see you.
You're in the... Yeah.
Well, I was trying to say, he's driving Chitty Chitty Bag Bag.
Dude.
That's the doctor's cum
face. Ad 52 on episode
it's Instacart.
One of this story arc.
Look at this outfit in this ad.
She looks like she could be a Doctor Who companion.
Are we sure this isn't an ad for Doctor Who food?
Can get your Doctor Who food today.
It's called Who Delivery.
I admit that wasn't that bad. No.
I believe you mean Uber Eats.
Oh, see, Jade's just brought it even, made it even better.
We're at 9 minutes. Should I give James one of these?
Yes.
Get me to the TARDIS. Wasn't there like 50 TARDISes last week? I was trying to catch up.
There was a lot of TARDIS.
I was so confused.
Yeah, there's a lot of TARDIS.
Actually, since we've just had an ad and I can get up, do you want to see my TARDIS?
Oh.
Damn.
Oh, look. Your son and a dog are behind you, by the way.
Subscribe to Patreon to see that.
Oh, hi, doggy. All these doctors have been taken.
Speaking of doggy.
Canine! Oh. She's missing canine!
Yes! Oh, hi, canine.
Who's a good boy?
I wonder if Freddy, there's a canine on screen. You better come over here and watch. If you're in the room, in Marcy's room somewhere.
Oh, I got a dog out here now, too. So.
Bow Wow, I am K9's big brother, K10. I am a dog as well.
Oh, hello, K10.
K9's so tight. Holy shit.
Hello, I am K10. I am a dog as well.
And the doctor is involved. Yeah, K10, you're not going to try to hump Freddy, are you?
No, I am way too large to hump Freddy. It would hurt him. I will hump the car outside.
Freddy is actually trying to hump you right now. He doesn't care, but I could not find my TARDIS. I don't know where it is now. I'm sad.
It's in the Phantom Zone.
I think it is.
Danger Will Robinson. Oh, wait, wrong sci-fi series.
You've been doing that a lot, Bede. I think you need to work out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Baker's one scene in this actual crossover.
Yep. And it wasn't even filmed for this.
Because didn't he say,
wait, where's his scarf?
He doesn't have one right now. Freddie, shut up. Go to bed.
This doctor's trying to get laid.
Tom Baker say he didn't want to do it because he was literally just the doctor like a year or two before?
Yep, he was done.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Hello.
Yeah, if you join the Patreon, you could see me petting a dog. Actual proof of me actually petting the dog that everybody thinks I don't like.
I was going to say, was that a euphemism? Bless
you.
No, my girlfriend's dogs are here. I'm watching her dogs. And I like her dogs. I really do. But one of them's just fucking mentally challenged. And then I can't handle it.
There's no way you'd be able to handle looking after Freddy because he just annoys me every time I'm on a podcast. Sorry, Bede.
Batch is gone.
He'll be back.
Batch died.
The Phantom Zone took Batch.
Oh no, he's going to be an action figure in collection. So, this is what annoys me about Freddy. I can sit here for an hour, 2 hours, three hours, whatever, edit a podcast. He doesn't make a noise. When I'm on a podcast, then he acts up. So he is.
Yeah, that's how my kids are too.
He is a child.
It's okay, Doctor. You still have 100,000 lives you've lived before these five, right, James?
Yeah, pretty much.
And also, don't worry, Doctor. You're going to go out with Kate Beckinsale, Margaret Qualley, Ariana Grande, and so many others very soon.
Wait, for real? He does?
Pete Davidson does.
Pete Davidson.
Yeah, the real Doctor.
Oh, yeah. Pete Davidson.
Okay, Pete Davidson. AI, give us Doctor Who Pete Davidson.
I'm not a doctor. There won't be another female one for a couple of decades.
The TARDIS is getting horny again.
He died because the ginger was touching him.
He's allergic. That's why he's got the power to sense them, because he's allergic.
And his companion looks like Liza Minnelli.
She actually kind of does. Is that Sami Zayn? Her hairstyle is back in fashion, I feel like, and I don't know how to feel about that.
Holy shit. The fucking battle of the dog and cat part two is happening. Mersh is like, oh my god, the dog is laying right next to me while I podcast. She's like, fuck this dog so much. Like, she has evil eyes and evil intentions in her heart right now.
No.
Now, Colin, is the corgi dog there that Marcy can look at?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. The corgi dog's here. She's really old. She's lovely. I love that dog so much, dude. She's so... I like Phoenix. Phoenix is tight, but he's a couple years... He's a young dog, and he's a bigger dog. And he's dumb, and he doesn't know how big he is. That's why I don't like him so much. And he doesn't listen very well. But Ziggy is old as fuck, and I love that dog so much. She's my favorite dog in the world because she'll just lay right next to you, like on her side, like this, with her tongue out, like she's dead. And you got to be like, Ziggy, are you good? And she'll be like,
oh,
look at that like hat.
Old as shit.
Pete, how many subscribers for that outfit?
That's at least another 19. And also, hello, welcome to the biggest dickest cosplay event.
Oh my god.
Last year's winner was like Bede.
Aw.
Holy shit. Hey,
I'm podcasting.
Is that Bronson Pinchot?
It looks like Bronson Pinchot.
100% that looks like a dickhead. 100%.
We are the colonies of the dicks.
No,
it's like
it even has. It even has like it's like a mushroom head. Like it looks like a dick. Like at the top, you even have the fucking urethra. You got the dick hole on top too.
Yeah, but it's the land of the Pete Davisons. That's why they're dickheads.
So that just qualified the Master for a 2B Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yep.
Oh.
Dude, the Master. Let's go.
Because he was in your previous episode.
Yeah, he was.
Our first 2B Achievement nominee.
Yeah, but technically isn't Peter Davison because he was in last week's as well as this one?
Well, yes. Pretty much all the Doctors, except for the first one, are 2B Achievement.
Yep.
Well, just to make it count if that was just, like, archival footage. We can offer you an alternative to your renegade existence. I guess.
That is a good question. Hmm. We will determine by the end of this episode.
Much best I do.
Where can I get one of those hats?
These are some weird beanies they have.
Meanwhile, in the Phantom Zone.
Meanwhile, the tall man is looking for his little minions in Phantasm.
Meanwhile, in Kanye West's living room.
That works too.
Boy. Oh, sorry. Who?
Who? Wait, what?
Oh, grandfather. Oh,
yes.
Wait a minute. Hey. So if he's a grandfather, that means Doctor Who fucks.
Well, see, the thing about that is that there's...
Alex! Yes.
Is that the nerd one?
I think it could be.
It's Derek the Dalek.
It is the first Doctor. I want an autograph. Photo op. Photo op.
I don't know if it's Derek.
Did somebody say Derek the Dalek exterminate?
Derek, you're on Doctor Who. I've finally seen a Dalek, mate.
I know this is the jock Dalek I was telling you about. His name is Roger.
Oh, so he's a bastard to you, eh?
Yes, he's the bastard Dalek, but I'm also here because all the other nerd Daleks and I are going to take revenge on Bean. We're going to start exterminating the safe and get inside and then show him what it's like to be having his head dumped in the toilet.
Vengeance for Nerd Craven.
Yeah, I heard what happened last week. That was a bit intense.
We were also very upset that Nerd Craven was killed because we wanted him to join our math club.
Oh.
He would have. He would have taken... You know, it's a good thing because he probably would have taken over that club.
It's yes, Skinamax.
And also, we wanted him to join our board game group called Dungeons and Daleks.
Oh, fuck off.
Why you did you...
And everything.
You're such a nerd, Derek Dalek.
I love that joke. Derek, you're doing fine.
First of all, that was not a joke. That was Derek, a real game.
Derek, my rage is getting... You better run, Derek. You're starting to piss me off and I don't know what it is. Bede's nerd rage is affecting me now.
Okay, I shall leave because I gotta wind up. Round up the nerd Dalek army, so I'll see you later. Exterminate.
Before this scene ends, couldn't these evil people, don't these evildoers have enough money to buy a better TV with a better like TV reception? Like, couldn't they have gotten like cable? Like, that shit was really shitty. Like, they could afford HBO and Cinemax. Like,
it was the 80s, Colin. This was cutting edge.
And cable's not in this universe.
Damn.
And there is no budget.
Doctors. You could afford a TV.
James, can you explain to us like what this storyline for this arc is? Because I'm still kind of confused and I want to work it out.
Someone has taken the past versions of the Doctor out of time and plopped them down in what this is a thing called a death zone.
Mm-hmm. They're
there for a purpose.
And are they trying to get the Master to help free the Doctors?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
They have worse aim than stormtroopers.
They do. Because they can't see shit.
And this guy, Roger Dalek, is the jock Dalek. He's pretty shit.
That makes me wonder how nerdy
Derek Dalek really is.
No wonder the Daleks are always getting in trouble and shit.
Indeed. I'll tell you this. If those nerd Daleks get inside the safe, they're going to wish they did it, because I'm going to swirly every single one of them, then wedgie them, and then give them all wet willies, and then the dreaded Rear Admiral.
I don't want to know what that is.
If that's all you have to do is push a Dalek, like get behind it and push it to defeat it, or stand behind it to... Oh.
That escalated quickly.
Ouch.
And that's what the Dalek is on the inside.
It blew up because it found out that one of the nerd Daleks wanted to teach him calculus.
But that's all it takes. All you have to do is just go behind and move with the Dalek behind the Dalek.
Those things were reflecting, they won't even see so you. It reflected the lasers on him.
Wow, Batch, you waited 5 minutes and then gave me the buzzer.
Well, we had to confer with the judges.
Okay.
Dude, Grandpa Doctor is like not doing so hot.
Nobody's ever asked. Everyone keeps asking Doctor Who, but nobody's ever asked Doctor How.
Or Doctor Why.
Yeah, but you can spell
it. Doctor Why.
What? But Doctor How, you could use Who and change it around into How.
Doctor What?
It's Doctor Who.
My favorite character in this.
Not yet.
No, that's not him?
Nope, not yet.
Wall is touching me.
No.
Stranger danger, stranger danger.
Oh, it's another prick in the wall.
Oh my god.
I don't know what to react to.
God damn it, Bean.
That was
I'll
stand to bone you.
This fucking piece of shit car always breaking down. What the fuck?
I'm just gonna ride Chitty Bang.
It's Jelly
Man. Oh! Jelly Man.
Oh,
it looks
shit.
Like from the car.
Oh.
Oh! That's the end of the first episode.
That's the first episode done?
See, it's my grandpa.
And we're starting the next one in 2-1.
It's Dracula.
Let's go, bitches.
BBC, Bastion Booger's Codpiece.
What the fuck?
BBC.
I've been working on that for about a week.
Big bushy cunt.
Yep, that was a good one. Big bushy cunt.
I bet you guys didn't think I was going to pull out an obscure wrestler like Bastion Booger.
No, I did not expect that.
Hey guys, it's me, Musical Craven. How's it going?
Oh, it's Musical Craven.
Oh, hey, I heard you.
Did you go? Hey, Musical Craven, I have a question for you. Did you go see Mamma Mia last night on Valentine's Day?
Oh, I love all musicals because I'm now Musical Craven, which is close enough to regular Craven, so we can kill the bit of the regenerations.
I almost wanted to kill myself. I almost threw myself off that balcony. Like, I couldn't take it. It was worse than Doctor Who.
No, man, you gotta sing along. Mamma Mia, here I go again. Oh, no.
That's the only part of the song I know. And then there's also a part musical where they also sing the fuck is that one ABBA song, Dancing Queen, and that's the line too. They're like, Queen, you watch that scene, something 17. Like that's the one I know. And I was rocking out to that.
Colin, I got a brilliant idea. I'm going to go call Lewis. I'm going to get that Italian ghost. And we're going to do an album of all ABBA songs. It's going to be a big hit.
Tight.
You know what? I might buy
Let me play drums. Let me play drums on that, bro.
I need
Jelly Mom.
Oh, it's Sarah J.
Sarah J.
Wasn't Sarah Jane the only companion to have her own TV show, the Sarah Jane Chronicles or something?
Yes. Right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I have seen that.
And she was on that show until she passed away, right?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Yeah, he's got to tow the car because it's such a piece of shit. Fucking doctor shit is always breaking. Like, for real. It's always breaking. Nothing works. Like, dude, you're a high-tech alien who knows how to make shit. You build an entire fucking TARDIS. You don't know basic fucking engineering and mechanics to fix a goddamn motor to get an oil change. You don't know how to change a tire. The fuck, doctor?
He's literally driving the
car. Why is he?
To get her off.
And why?
Breaking right now.
Couldn't he just like just go, walk down there and grab her?
But he's exactly. like 100 years old. He's too,
he'll break his hip and shit. How did she not break her hip? Because she rolled down that hill really fucking hard. Hello, Santa Jane. Oh no.
It's you, you.
That's right.
No, no, you changed. Remember? You became all
teeth and curls.
Yes.
Yes, well, maybe I did. But I haven't yet.
That's a maybe I did. Well, compliment. What, I don't know.
Maybe.
Yes, well, thank you very much.
Why is that raincoat so tight on her? It is. He's got to be sweating so bad in there.
Now, are you talking tight as in it's like literally constricting her or tight as in...
Yeah, it's constricting. No, it's constricting. Like, she's got all that, like, costume on, and she's got to be sweating real bad in that fucking thing.
Come on, Grandpa, get the fucking letter.
All right. That's me right now, anyway. Fuck. Poor caned Colin.
Still rocking the cane?
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm going to have to rock the cane for a while. Tight, though. I need a tight one.
This doctor looks like he died 50 years ago and no one actually told him. Back in my day, I used to travel in the TARDIS. Yes, Grandpa, I'm sure you did. Now let's get you back to the home.
Oh, this looks familiar.
Condoms on the walls, that checks out.
More to the point. Who are you? Well, you just said my name.
Why are you young people in my TARDIS? Get out of here. I don't like the young people. I don't understand
Grandpa,
your
you
crazy
don't live here.
Disco music.
Grandpa, we have to go.
Oh, this is me? Oh, I really got screwed out of my regeneration. I couldn't have looked as handsome as him.
I fucking regenerated and I was 90 years old already. It's some bullshit.
Yeah, imagine if you regenerated and you're like, holy fuck, it regenerated me into this ugly cunt of a person.
Now, I need to ask this, James. Does the doctor have memories of his previous regeneration, or is it more like he's basically rebooted and only remembers certain things, like who he is, not his previous life or
no, he remembers.
Like
no, he remembers it all.
Oh, okay, cool.
As it happens, I am the Doctor. The original, you might say.
No, you're not.
Used to be!
Yeah. Still maybe, you don't know?
Like now. Better be. Now look, young
lady, make yourself useful. He's not David Bradley.
Now, which one of you is Pete Davidson?
Can you hook me up with Kate Beckinsale?
What's that Kardashian?
Look at this! Look at this gingerhead school kid nerd.
Doesn't look like a seal.
It's the is this the TVA?
Yeah.
The TVA. Now, I have a feeling, because the Master's usually a cunt, he's not going to do the right thing, is he?
Maybe.
I'm the Master.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to mastermind things. I'm never successful, but...
Well, basically, the Master is Kraven of this universe.
Pretty much.
That actually checks out.
I mean, he looks evil. Okay, and by the thumbnail of earlier, he looked like Dracula. So of course it's not going to go well for the doctor.
Why no, was I summoned to this penis planet? I don't know.
What is the dickhead planet?
It's Flesh Gordon's planet.
Where's that giant singing poo?
Oh, it's just as I feared. We're in Scotland.
Now let us go to Loch Ness.
Let's go to Loch Ness and find Ewan McGregor.
Come on, Sasha. He's apparently the Loch Ness monster now.
Apparently he is. Okay. If you've seen Velvet Goldmine, you definitely know he's got a large Loch Ness monster.
Down in his pants.
He was using that as a lightsaber.
Sorry, I've been staring at this doctor for the whole episode with this fur coat on. I know that person. Oh, I recognize that person. Oh shit. He's like,
it's the cult.
Yum.
It's the cult. Oh, it's dinner. Oh,
Jeffrey Dahmer.
It's after Jeffrey Dahmer finished.
Seems like I was being shot at by a green laser.
That fur coat doctor, I've been trying like pecking at my brain to be like, who is that fur coat? I know who it is and why I recognize that doctor. It looks like my grandmother. Like, I swear to God, I will find a picture of my Nana in a fur coat with a haircut just like that. Like a haircut just like that and everything. Like, I swear to God. And then the one that like flashed on the screen looked like my grandpa. And then like, oh my God, it's like the Altmaier clan. The Altmaier family is like right there. There are the doctors.
Do you remember Brom? Because that car looks like Brom.
Oh, it does. It does look like Brom.
I think it's actually
blasted regular the whole way.
Yeah. Just rocking out to heavy metal. Just dun 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 dun.
Burn with the witches.
Dragula.
Have you heard of Rob Zombie? He's a great singer.
Not sure if I care for his movies all the time, though.
Oh no, I did love Halloween 2.
It was the weird shit I needed in my life, apparently.
Engine revving, tense music.
This is fucking intense. What are you talking about?
He's driving very slowly down that road.
It's an emergency, man. It's a national emergency.
Doctor, do you think this is wise? You've been drinking heavily.
He's just wasted again. It's my fucking grandmother and grandfather. Like, that is what they would do.
In a car like
These
that?
These doctors are my... Yeah, in a car. Just my grandma had a fucking...
Oh, my gosh. Like a boat. Doctor Who has his own personal license plate.
Yeah, but it says Who 1, but he's Who 3.
Yeah.
They stole
and
his
why
car.
Why does the master... Hold on. Does the master look like the original Doctor Strange that was played by the guy that got molested in the little boy's room from Night Killer?
Yes.
Tell me I'm not wrong. He does.
He's a combination.
Mm-hmm. It's Eric Roberts.
Doctor, it's Dracula. We can't trust him. It's cloudy. That's why he's not burning right now. It's cloudy out. The sun isn't out.
Well, that is true. That is real vampire lore. Vampires can walk around in the daylight if it's cloudy.
It checks out, all right.
Well, Marcy, the only reason he has Who 1 on his license plate is because he's the number one favorite doctor among fans. Thank you very much.
That's just because you picked him.
No.
It's Nana. Made of chocolate. It's my popo. Like, that's what it is. John Omar.
Oh, look at this. It's the Neil DeSeal High Count of Council.
Get me rubbish a drink.
Rubbish and poppycock.
Poppycock?
Would you like a caramel candy?
Oh! It's that great laser again.
Thunderbolts, that's a new Marvel movie coming out soon.
This is Dalek. Deuces. They just have shitty aim.
Oh! Look how he's running.
Oh.
He's totally Doctor Strange.
Who needs to do their taxes?
We're at 12:28 into this episode.
Oh.
I don't have to do my taxes till about May or June. Identity theft protection
starts. That's how I make it.
Anyway, we're 2K24.
Marcy, we're back. We're back, Marcy. Oh,
sorry, I was having phone calls on my phone. 12:38.
There we go.
As in, I had missed calls. I was Googling the number, and they're like, do not call this number. It's a scam. What happened to a radio?
That's what happens when you buy shit off Temu. See, I'm telling you, they could be totally fucking better. Yeah, like, get back on the roof, move the fucking satellite a little bit. Move the antenna.
Who are these people, exactly?
The Time Lords.
The dickheads.
Oh. Oh.
I'll die if they shoot fucking lasers out their heads.
So they're all like Doctor Who.
Yes.
Rasslin? You did
say that was Rasslin. Oh look, Doctor Who, in the distance is a bottle.
Let's go drink.
Rasslin.
It's time to go to the pub.
All elite Rasslin.
Doctor, over there, I think it might be a barber shop. We can finally get you a proper haircut.
What if he likes having that haircut?
Well, then he's a loser, Marcy.
Well, then that's your fault. I mean, that's his fault, sorry.
To be fair, he was the doctor when the Beatles were around, so...
Well, that is true. To be
he wanted
fair.
To be the cool doctor, but he failed. That's not his fault.
He got that Ringo Starr hair.
He chose the wrong Beatle.
I'm telling you, that's my fucking Nana. I swear to God, I'm dying over here.
Colin's Nana.
After 200 episodes, I think I finally fixed the TARDIS.
Yes. Oh no, it's broken again.
Now what happens if you press this button? No, don't hit that button.
No, it's blown it up again.
All I had to do was move this little thing and move it over here. And now it's fixed.
Oh, come on, doctors, can we hurry this up? I need to go star in Cabaret.
I mean, all the doctors are there. They should be able to put all of their collective heads together because they've fixed the TARDIS so many times to figure out exactly what the fuck is wrong with it. Like, they'll
figure
it
out.
Yeah, but
the other like few doctors haven't gotten back there yet.
Oh yeah, this one's on this fucking very fucking way.
And they need to have the moment where all doctors do the Spider-Man meme.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna be sad if they don't do it.
With zombies, what the fuck?
I'm so confused. What is even happening in this episode?
Cyberman.
Oh, it's Cyberman.
Oh, the Cyberman
comeback.
Hell yeah.
And they look worse than they did originally.
Dr. Log.
That's the porn parody. That's the After Dark version of Doctor Who.
Yeah. Death Zone. That sounds like a boss ass movie coming out. The scanner is keyed
to our brain patterns. Here's the shot.
Don, the dragon was in Death Zone.
Here's the shot of Tom Baker.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's a
well,
kid
two
again.
Of them made it. I wonder what happened to the other.
We can only use archive footage of Tom Baker.
Like, fuck you guys. I got better shit to do.
It's either archive footage of Tom Baker, or we put a picture of Tom Baker's face on a cat.
I mean, no one could tell the difference.
The Dark Tower?
Oh.
Did Stephen King write this?
Cat wearing a scarf.
Well, it has to. Otherwise, you can't tell it's the Doctor.
He's cold.
What the fuck are those torch things?
Tiki torches. They take the they make the bugs like go away when you have parties outside and shit.
Oh, my gosh. She's got a tiki torch. She's a MAGA.
Cybermen will not replace us.
What type of your tiki torches must be hella big. You must have like tiki caves or some shit for your fucking bugs down there.
No, they're just regular ones.
They're regular MAGA tiki torches.
Hold on, I gotta go be a dad and spray these kids with water and fucking tell them to be quiet.
Really, the monster is Dracula in this episode.
He very much is, though.
I am Dracula.
Look, the Cybermen's are coming.
Ew.
They're grunting. They're excited.
Ew.
Hey, Beat, could you do me a favor?
Yes.
Could you see if Nicolas Cage is there in the astral plane with him?
Oh, yeah. I'll see if he's here at this site. Oh, actually, he is.
Did somebody say Nicolas Cage? How are you?
Nicolas Cage, why are you not the master in this Doctor Who episode?
Well, first of all, I had better things to do at the time, mainly starring in Ghost Rider 2, even though that came out decades later. But to be fair, I was making movies 20, 40 years before they came out, because I was making that many. But anyways, though, I've decided, you know what? I need to be the master, but I'll only play him in the new Doctor Who if I get to play him exactly like I played Dracula at Renfield.
Oh, okay.
Is he holding, like, a dildo and...
That's a mouse, Marcy. That's what I was going to use because I based my entire performance of the master on my pet mouse, Ginger Snaps.
Okay.
Because, you know, I always have a pet cobra or an octopus who are the inspirations for my acting. And that's why I need to act.
Why are the Cybermen there?
Because I'm gonna play all of them. Because I'm gonna play all the Cybermen.
How did he fall down?
But anyways, though, I gotta go back here over in the corner of the safe. So I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
That didn't even remotely hit him.
Shrapnel.
Yeah, shrapnel.
Bullshit! Bullshit! I call bullshit.
So James, what are the Cybermen doing here?
They've been put here to kill them.
Okay.
Say, do you want a back road?
It is called the Death Zone.
Sorry, mustache. Sorry, I gotta take this macaroon with me.
Sorry, I'm hungry.
And now the classic companion trope.
Oh no, I fell over.
How did she do that?
My ankle. Ow.
Old Doctor Who's
fault. She tripped
fault.
Over.
Yeah, he just chased down without anyone.
Doctor Who fucking shit. What, yeah, why didn't he take his friends? Yeah.
Oh, Doctor Who don't give a fuck. He's cool.
It was like, it's cool. It just took my finger. Just fuck my shit. Just fuck my shit up. As your friend. Blah.
Cybermen don't have friends. We're very lonely
owners.
In Silberman?
Fucking George Washington over here. Get out of here. Four score.
Oh, by me, I'm Liza Minnelli.
Is that really Liza Minnelli?
No. Looks like no.
She looks like the fucking woman in Ghostbusters, Zool. She looks like Zool in fucking Ghostbusters.
She kind of does. Are you a god, Doctor Who?
Yes.
Yeah, actually I am. And she's like, oh, shit.
We don't know who's actually doing all of this, do we?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Not yet.
I know who it is.
My bet is Craven.
Could be Craven. This is totally a Craven dick move.
What's a time
It is.
That's the Phantom Zone thing.
It's a flavor at Baskin Robbins.
And what's the Dark Tower that's not related to Stephen King?
It's in the Death Zone. They're on the Time Lord planet Gallifrey. And the Dark Tower is in the Death Zone. It's Rassilon's tomb.
Where they do wrestling to the grave.
Yep.
Yeah, wrestling.
Casket matches every night.
That's so tight. I'm right in the middle of Oh no.
Somebody's rigging. That you're gonna
right
have to
in
answer
the middle
that.
Fully loaded 99. Fully loaded 99.
Hello, Louise.
Hello.
It's because somebody said wrestling, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, honey, yes. Because, you know, I just won my match against Tammy Sitch. I won the belt, although I hit her over the head with the chin, and now they put me in solitary confinement. That's why I sound a little echoey over the phone.
Okay.
But I won
did the belt. Did the have to shake a bitch?
Oh, yes, honey. Shank already. I had to shank at least 4 bitches already because they were getting up in my grill, and also they were trying to steal my toilet wine. And I decided to get a piece of fried chicken. I made it into a shank, and I stabbed him like my son, Baby Craven. It just went snap, snap, snap. And then I got. And I'm not saying that was the reason they also put me in solitary confinement, but I think it's because they really wanted Tammy to win the belt, but I won it, so I am the rest of the women's jail prison championship winner.
Well, congratulations, Louise. Now, your trial is coming up now that we're actually post Doctor Who after this episode.
Oh, yes, honey. I'm so far, my very precious lawyer, who I believe is, I keep forgetting. It's been a long day here, because I've been in solitary confinement. I've been in here for a couple of days now. I don't know what day or time it is anymore, and I don't even know people's names anymore. But I believe it's my cousin, Melanie Lasso, who's going to be my lawyer.
Oh, okay. And now, have you heard from Melanie lately?
Oh, yes, honey. She's been calling me, unlike the rest of the people on this show who haven't called me. So, she and I have been talking about what...
Yeah, Bede, you haven't called Louise at all.
Bede is like, you know, he's the worst, but that's beside the point. So, episode's finished.
How do you know that from jail, Louise?
Oh, I can hear it over the phone, honey.
Next episode starting now.
Didn't this happen last week?
Yes.
Also, BBC, Brianna Banks is something.
Coochie.
Yes. Brianna Banks is coochie. But anyways, though, I'm not saying I'm going to be fighting Brianna Banks yet, but that's beside the point. But anyways, yes, we've been working on my legal defense, and I think we have a really good solid case for both myself and Anastasia.
Okay, that's good.
Yes. But anyways, though, I got to get back to solitary confinement because I have to stay in here for another week. So I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Bye.
I don't know if I want any part of that trial. I am way too scared.
Where did she get the phone and where did she hide the phone?
Yeah, I mean, you don't have a phone in solitary confinement. So where did she get it from?
You get a phone call in solitary.
You don't. Not if you're locked up.
Yeah, you do.
Toby
you
must
do
have snuck
want.
It to her because he's a ghost.
Could be.
He can go. He can manage.
You know, I got an answer. Ninja Terminator Tubi, did you get her the phone?
Maybe.
You son of a bitch. Don't help her.
Why not? How am I supposed to talk to her?
Okay. Did she?
We are making audio porn.
Oh, okay. Now is Chad into that at all or no?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. That guy's got issues.
He's adding them to his Audible account.
So how did you get into phone?
I snuck it in through a goose.
Oh, the goose!
But luckily I got away with it, but I was caught.
Oh, yes.
And the goose zapped me in my eyes. Now I have gauze over my eyes and wearing sunglasses.
That is a fashionable look, though.
I think it was Guzuzu.
Guzuzu?
Checks out, actually.
Guzuzu?
Guzuzu. Pazuzu possessed a goose, so it's Guzuzu now.
Guzuzu.
So somebody's going to have to make that in like the AI generator after this podcast, right? Possessed goose.
Hashtag Guzuzu, hashtag Bria Banks is Gucci.
I feel like we might get the wrong kind of people might be disappointed with that hashtag when they listen to this podcast.
Nah, I think they'll be more disappointed with Bastion Booger's codpiece.
Yes.
Mike?
Maybe.
Mike?
Is that there?
The Rasted Warrior Robot. Best character.
Is he nude? Oh!
Is it the Silver Surfer?
It kind of is.
Boy, it's me, the Rasta Royal Robot. I teleport all over the place. Here I am. Oh, what are you?
Oh, where did she go?
Now I'm here. You see that shit? That's so fast. Oh, I'm good again.
Wow. Oh, there you are again.
Are we sure this is a Charlie Day?
Day man. Whoa.
It's fucking Green Man.
Green Man.
Such effects on this show.
This was just a weird point in time for this.
It's like a T-Rex. If you
can see his ass. Look at that ass.
That was an ass.
That robot's got ass.
That was a nice ass.
When that robot says bite my shiny metal ass, he really means it.
I don't know. That was kind of alright.
It's not the Space Coast Lord President.
Okay.
Woohoo!
Line of the episode coming up.
What's in the box?
Oh.
Gwyneth Paltrow's head. Oh, it's what I always wanted. Gwyneth Paltrow's head.
It's Jeffrey Dahmer's head.
The Black Scrolls of Wrestling.
It's Vince McMahon's text.
Secret.
Ew.
Yes, it's all the secrets.
They're
getting rid of them. Yes.
It's Vince Rusevich's scripts for the next season of WWE.
Yes.
Burn them all. Burn them all or you're fired.
Bro, we're going to have the witches on a pole match.
Bro, I hate bro, bro.
Here it is. Line of the episode. Coming up.
I'm waiting.
Why is that guard there dressed up like Omni-Man?
Whoa.
He kind of dressed up like Omni-Man.
Not the mind probe.
Put you into the mind probe.
Steve, we're going to put you into the mind probe.
No!
And it happens exactly the way you're thinking it happens.
You won't find anything in there.
Those look like Nintendo Blaster things.
If it's called the mind probe,
if it's called the mind probe, why are you shoving that up my ass?
That's how they access your mind. It's through your asshole.
We didn't think you would mind.
It's the fucking Pope.
That's why it's called the bipro.
Too sweet, James. Too sweet on that one.
Too sweet.
Oh, I didn't hear.
I'm sorry. It's all like this now, right? That's the
new
too sweet.
Scissors. Yes.
It's the bang bang scissor gang. Yeah. So what does the mind probe do?
The fucking mind probes you.
Him.
It fucks.
They killed him, so they'll never find out.
Oh. But what did he know?
Nothing.
Well, that was just a waste of time then.
I want you to give all these Doctor Who's cavity searches, every single one, hard and deep.
Wade, you might need some therapy.
They come out with a fucking glove and they're just like...
They are wearing gloves. Meanwhile, set of the Goonies.
Meanwhile, we are
6:49 into episode 3.
Ooh, I wonder what this ad's for.
The short-ish ad.
Oh.
It's making me hungry and I haven't eaten today. Alright, where's...
Salsaritas.
Where the fuck is that? Where's that?
6:52. I don't know. This is just... we're on the fastest spot for America.
Have to look up Salsaritas, Colin.
Who said America? First of all...
Oh!
I thought you guys, like, oh no, yeah, you got your microphone.
No, we got new microphones. You're lying now, because especially my brother's in the safe. First of all, why are you watching Doctor Who when you could, because everybody knows.
Oh, sorry. Turn your microphone down.
I'm sorry, my microphone, I got a new one.
Right down.
It is right down. Is that 7%?
I think you need it at 1%, bro.
Dude.
All right, there we go. How about that?
That's much better.
All right. First one's going to have 200. Sorry, we have to go buy a new megaphone from the megaphone store. And also, there's that gorilla from Kung Fu with titties on screen.
What is going on? Is that the Yeti?
Yes.
He's using the Yeti! First of all, you shouldn't be using Forfeiture Live fireworks on the gorilla! That's woke!
What? Was that a glitter bomb? What the fuck? From the games.
You mad bitch.
These things as angry as when you take away their megaphones.
Oh, I'm very upset as a doctor. I wanted a really sexy companion, but I got this dude with a moustache instead.
Oh, well, any part of the storm, come here, Mr. Moustache.
He promised him a moustache ride. Now he's got to deliver.
Well, thanks, Killing Moustache had to show up at some point.
Yes.
Right? It's hot as fuck.
Is that Peter Sellers?
Could be.
No, it's Pete Davidson.
Yeah, it's Nana, remember?
No, I'm talking about the Brigadier.
What's a Brigadier?
Oh, yeah. The guy with the massage.
Oh, but what's a Brigadier?
Well, Marcy, here's what a Brigadier is. First you get a deer.
And then you bring it.
And you bring it. And it's a Brigadier.
Pete killed Marcy with that one.
I swallowed my water very badly. So yeah, a little
bit. I wanted you to do a spit take finally.
No, it just went down the wrong
ew.
Spot.
Oh, they got a dry turd.
I was feeling that mind probe a little hard.
All right, let's get these nuts out of this turd.
What is that?
Yeah, they're like, it's a cosmic brownie.
It's speakers. They're going to play Freebird.
Get him out of the cave.
So is the person behind all this just going to be like some 5-year-old kid?
Oh.
Yeah.
It's going to be the twist ending the Lego movie.
But what did he throw? There was nothing in his hand.
Yeah.
Like a spear.
He's like, yeah.
Yeah, but where did it come from?
The Ron Stone on the robot.
It, Marcy, they brought it from the Brigger Spear.
Oh, fuck. God damn it, Jesus.
Fuck off, babe.
Oh, there's Green Man again. And it's just the same shots of him over and over again.
They only could afford it for 10 minutes that day.
Doctor Who does not reuse footage. How dare you?
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. You're cool.
Is this Roger Corman's The Silver Surfer?
It might be. Bede, I'll give you this.
It's a bloodbath.
Roger Corbett, Roger Corbett's Fantastic Four sequel, it's weird.
No, I'm kind of into it.
And well, it's all topical because the cast have been announced for the Fantastic Four movie.
Let's go steal his shit.
Why are the things just hanging in the cave?
They're going to go put a wire between the two towers.
Oh, shit.
What?
He's not fucking around.
That's a hate fucking, like, he hated that person. Like, that was legit. Sorry, I'm watching.
If someone attacks a cyberman, does that count as a cyber crime?
But also, I kind of like it.
God damn it, dude.
You would think they'd have better cybersecurity.
That gets a double whammy from me.
A double whammy.
Yes. It was both good and bad.
Why didn't Maggie Smith play that character? Hello, I'm Maggie Smith. Oh, Maggie Smith is Doctor Who. Let's make that happen.
Could have been a thing.
But it has to be Maggie Smith now. Mm. Oh, what's going on here? Doctor Who?
I mean, they haven't... nothing stopped them from having a senior citizen Doctor Who before. There's evidence on the screen right now.
Exactly. Button beeps.
It's an entry coder.
Shine your boots, Gabda.
They're going to go steal more shit from that dude's garage.
What are they doing?
You know what they should have done for this episode with Tom Baker? They should have done like The Simpsons with Milhouse's Fallout Boy. Have different scenes from the show he was in and just edit them into the episode. Doctor Who, what do we do? Yes.
And then just have Mickey Rooney fill in for him after.
Yes.
What the fuck is happening? I'm just gonna say I think this is my favorite of these episodes.
I can't lift you. I can't lift you.
I'm an old man. I'm 90 years old.
He looks younger than the other one. Just saying. Sorry.
No.
Doctor Who. The Spider-Man Who Way Home.
God damn it.
Spider-Man.
Well, this was
no
like Spider-Man
home.
No Way Home.
No Who Home. That was bad.
Who Way Home.
Who Way Home.
That gets bad.
Hey, this is like that movie.
Is this Lord of the Rings? Dogs. Are they on that tower in that movie?
Yes.
All those trees. Everybody just walked in that. Lord of the Rings.
Door creaks open.
What if they be doing all these episodes? They've just been walking around. It's so the same thing.
There's that footage of the Cybermen again.
Damn, they put that piece of shit back. Where'd she get my grandma's jacket?
This is a part of the episode that makes no sense to anybody.
any of it made sense before?
Tails.
Heads.
Nailed it.
I'ma beat you.
Abbott, Doctor Who, stop being insensitive. She's not a savant.
That's not how you play quarters.
Not how you play hopscotch.
Go and count them. Why don't they just walk around it?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I was just about to ask that. Like, why? Bede? They have a whole thing to walk around it.
Bede.
Yes, Jet. Yes.
Take your logic. and go home.
I can't. It's too far away. I'm not even home right now.
We know that. You're stuck in that safe.
I know. Baby, I'm stuck in the safe.
Baby Craven, the combination is 82, 94, 15.
No! How could you say that, James? No!
No, my fucking security
you,
box.
Don't you see? If you give Baby Craven the number to the safe, he's going to get in and also bring in the nerd Daleks. Oh, no! Baby Craven, leave me alone. You can't come in here.
He's going to try.
Those Lego robots.
I'm not answering the talk, Baby Craven. I know it's you.
I cannot beat up at the door. I'm not going to stab you.
No, I'm not letting you in because you're going to stab me, and also you're going to let those nerd Daleks in.
Okay, I promise I won't stab you if I can open the door. I promise.
Throw your knives away.
Okay, then put the knives down.
I don't know if I trust you, Baby Craven. Maybe I should just leave the door closed.
I wouldn't trust him.
I pinky swear that I will not stab you.
No, I still don't trust you because you stabbed me way too many times and I think I'm not going to fall for it for the 100th time.
I won't even do this thing while this laser is doing. I'll turn them off.
Well, these Cybermen are dumbasses.
Hopefully you didn't listen to James because he said the combination to the safe out loud. Hopefully you don't remember what it was.
James, what was the number again?
82.
82.
94.
94.
15.
15.
Damn it, James.
Hey, beat. I'm not going to stab you. But,
Ow! Yeah. Ow!
That was a hook of the head.
Did Baby Craven take you to Dick Kick City?
He did, and also he hit me in the head as well. Oh!
All these Cybermen died, and they didn't get a chance to go back to their home planet.
Guys, it's... Oh, no, the door's open. Oh, no!
What's happening?
Oh, no, I think it is. I might have to... Oh, shit.
Exterminate, here to exterminate, B.
Oh, no.
Let's go in, fellas, exterminate.
Well, damn. First of all right, that's it. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, get that guy.
Cut your underwear. I got you. Ow. I'm gonna swirl you.
And
put you down the toilet where you belong. And then I got the bomb. Oh, yeah, there we go. Yes. Luckily, I saw the toilet in here. That's it, you know, Daleks. Take that, Derek.
Are all the Daleks just flushed down the toilet now?
Yes.
Holy shit, that was
cool. Oh, wow. Oh, my phone's still ringing.
Bravo.
You might need to turn your volume down. You sound very loud in there.
Oh, sorry about that. Hold on. I think my phone's...
The door's into the vault now, so there's more of the acoustics on.
All right. Oh, there we go. Well, all those nerd Daleks have been swirled, they've been wedgy, they've been wet-willy, they've been everything.
Add 2003.
Oh my god. Damn.
Exterminate. This is not over, beat. I will have my revenge as a nerd. Exterminate.
Damn.
No.
I think Baby Craven did that. Earn some money from the Daleks there.
Yeah. Yeah, you better fucking run, nerd.
All right. We're back 2004 on episode 3.
That poor bullied fucking nerd.
Oh, yeah. Why do these, like, guard outfits remind me of a superhero costume? Or at least one specific one, but I can't think of who it is off the top of my head.
Dick Man.
Is there such a thing as Dick Man?
I'm assuming so. It sounds familiar. Lord President? What a narcissist. You could be a lord, Evan, you could be Stone, a president, but you can't be Lord President. Dick man.
So isn't Dick that, man. I thought that was Vikram's identity.
Lord Vikram. Dick man.
Uh-oh, it's Vikram. Dick.
I get Dickram? You, Dick man. Dickram. It's Dickram, I give you the Dickram.
Oh, Dr.
That's
Who's
hilarious.
An escape room.
I give you the Dickram.
Dickram.
Meanwhile, oh, shit, it's Sauron's fucking tower.
That's it,
yeah,
Sauron's
Sauron,
tower.
Yeah.
Dickman, it's a great movie. I have all five of those films.
Hey, guys, oh, it's Chad. Buys porn. Oh, wait a minute. Dickman. Chad, who buys porn?
That's terrible, B. Don't ever do that again.
Yeah, I'll give him the sad trombone for you, Chad. There you go, Chad, in your
No, it's not. It's bro. It's more like Dr. Ho.
Oh. Dr. Ho or Dr. Whore?
Dr. Whore. That works too. That was a good one. Nice claims in that movie.
Well, I mean, you must have the entire Sucker collection of Doctor Who porn parodies, Chad, who buys porn.
Well, there's like 15 different doctors, so that's 15 different penises. Doctor, this
and there's like countless companions for the group orgy scene.
Right?
Yes, exactly.
What's that hot redhead, the Matt Smith one? Who's that?
Amy Pond girl.
Oh my god, let's go.
But as the actress is named in the porn parody, Amy Pound.
Yeah, oh, let's go. I'm gonna look up a Doctor Who porn parody on Pornhub like right before I go to bed. See what's up.
Just be careful; you might find porn of just people like just fucking in their really awful Doctor Who cosplay outfits.
Whatever, that's hilarious.
With bad camera angles.
Yes. You gotta respect the passion, though.
Oh,
yeah, you do. Like, sometimes you have to watch porn just to watch porn. Not to jack off. I'm not looking for
that.
What
the fuck is happening? Who were they?
Hey, Marcy, if people who dress up as Doctor Who would have sex with each other, does that mean they're called Whoies?
That was a good one.
What's that?
Are we any closer to finding out who is responsible for all of this shit happening in Doctor Who universe?
Yeah, it's almost over.
Oh, wait a second. Hold on. There's someone at. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
George Washington. Wait. Free the fucking gun, free America.
Oh, who's at the door?
Oh, I think it's the person who may be responsible for all of this.
Is it my pizza?
Hello, it's me.
Oh.
Great little jar.
Hey, buddy, what's going on? Like, your species is actually inside the Daleks, I think.
Yeah, so usually that's what Daleks look like. They're like you.
Mm.
Yes, but my look is much better because I get to be in a big body, but I really want a human body.
Oh,
we missed it. It's over.
Four, coming up in a second.
Oh, this is. Do we have one more episode?
We got one more.
One.
Oh, I thought that was the last one.
No, starting now. Okay. Yeah, what's up, creature in a jar?
Master.
Creature.
Well, first of all, BBC. Ben.
Ben Bailey's crush.
Ben Bailey's crush.
Ben Bailey's cab. No, Ben Bailey's cab because he's the
big black cat. Jesus, so easy.
All
that's
right,
not dirty, though.
Watch.
Isn't it?
Yes. Otherwise, okay.
I see it.
Yes, I'm the one who started on the darkness because I need their bodies.
Oh, okay. Because you're kind of mixed in with Krang from Ninja Turtles.
Yes. Because also, it's hard for me to decide which body I want, so I decided to get all of them and have one each day of the week.
Oh.
So which one's for which day?
Oh, you see. Now, this one is definitely Monday, because he's old, and I'd rather get the old one out of the way.
then Friday is definitely Pete Davidson, so I can bang all the Hollywood hotties. And also, you got the one with the scarf who's on a Wednesday. He's on a Wednesday because, you know, that's hump day, so you need something for that day. And also, the other two can interchange between Thursday and Friday. It's Saturday. Sorry, Thursday and Tuesday.
Friday.
Look at that miniature model.
But anyways, I gotta get back to the jet drone, so I'll see you soon. And also my jar and make people horny, so I'll see you soon later. Bye.
He's gonna go back to his jar to make people horny.
That's what he does.
I mean, that's what he does, creature and jar.
Did Guts reveal himself yet? Like, does he still have
3D printed clothes? No, he still doesn't know this is Guts.
Is that the child from the previous episode?
Yeah. That's a doc. That's the new doctor. He just regenerated.
James, who are those?
That's Jamie and Zoe.
Why is Zoe wearing a bubble wrap?
She is!
No, you want to know what she is? Zolte.
Zolte.
So who are they?
No, How did that bomb? That was a dude, where's my car joke.
Who's compatible?
Oh, God. Colin, James was trying to explain what's going on.
Jamie and Zoe were his old companions.
Oh, okay.
Mind you, Doctor, I was 10 years old when you last met me. Now I'm 45. And I still look like a child.
And I wear bubble wrap for some reason.
Zoltan. Nana.
What's happening to them?
Oh, good. They fucked off. I don't want them here.
Peace and quiet, finally.
Okay, out of all the outfits of all the doctors in this episode, who do you think has the pimpest outfit?
Maybe. Look, I could go with the fur coat, but he kind of ruins it by having the string around it.
And also the hair.
So, I don't know, maybe this doctor, because I think that's pretty pimp outfit.
Hmm. Yeah, he would totally win the player haters ball. Wrestling.
The harp of wrestling. You play it, and it gives you your new theme song.
Okay, let me start playing. I am a real American.
What the fuck is going on? That's what he's playing right now.
The Fifth Doctor is a Stone Cold fan.
No chance in hell. Oh, no, no.
That's erased from history now.
No chance. No, it's
give me time. Still give me a second. Give me a second.
Oh. Oh, my.
No chance.
Did you see my cat? Oh, man.
Nah, I'll play it now. Cancel sound.
It's a long version.
No chance. That's what you got.
Gotta cancel it out now. Error.
All broken.
My jaw's broken.
No chance. I'm just laughing because my kids used to sing wrestling theme songs in the back of the car. And my kid would be like, no chance.
No, we flip it. We play it because that way he has no chance of hell of getting out of this.
Yeah.
It's an empowering song now to the victims.
It is now. You have no chance.
He's going to come into court and walk like Vince would walk down the aisle to No Chains walking into the courtroom and shit.
You know you want to watch the trial. This needs to go to trial, and this needs to go public.
Dude, he's gonna
this is going to make the Johnny Depp
promo.
Trial look like nothing Vince McMahon's trial.
He's going to be
objection, Your Honor.
Shut up.
You're fired.
Well, you're a sex pest, so shut up, Vince McMahon.
You just joined the Kiss My Ass Club.
It was me, Austin.
What is happening in the background?
Did somebody say sex pest? Hello, everybody.
That was a good one.
Oh, what's up, bro?
A very loud over there,
Toby. How do you feel about that, Toby? How do you feel about this Vince McMahon shitting on a poor woman?
Oh, let me just say this. If Vince McMahon is an inspiration, he's who I strive to be as a sex pest. Unlike him, I'm not going to get into trouble because I'm already dead and a ghost. And also, Louise is into that sort of thing.
There you go. All you gotta do is ask.
Exactly. I always ask for consent before I do.
There you go.
I was gonna say, he wouldn't be your idol because there's no consent, so.
Well, that's the difference between me and Vince, is like, he's Vince and I have consent. But that being said, though, I have no one to consent with because my beloved Louise is in Scott Solitary confinement.
You're so rosé sad, are you?
So rosé sad. And her trial's coming up and I'm really, really sad.
Has Louise not called you? I give her a phone.
I mean, she does call me,
We found out who gave it to her.
Yes, I mean, Ninja Terminator 2 was able to sneak it in through a goose, but even then, it's still not the same. I want her next to me in bed so I can possess her body and give her an orgasm. And excuse me, I can't help it because even ectoplasm doesn't even make it feel better.
Oh, poor Toby.
The depression softness is bad, dude.
I mean, my tears have become ectoplasm.
Toby, you just need to play with the wrestling harp. It'll sing you a song.
I know. But anyways, I need to go find some tissues for both my tears and ectoplasm. I'll see you all later. Bye.
Toby, I got the perfect song for Toby to cheer him up.
No chance.
One, two, you hear the clock ticking. Tick tock, you about to stop living. Tick tock, I want you to remember me. Tick tock, but the dead don't have no memory.
I'm coming. Nobody can stop me. Nobody can hold me. Nobody control me. I'm coming. I'm here to do my thing. I'm here to break.
Works very well for Toby.
Toby, we gotta get Toby to do a version of this song.
Yes. Maybe not this week. Maybe we'll save that.
What's up, it's that comic. Hello, it's me. It's Tobago Agostini. It's Tobago Agostini.
No, I'm watching the show. Who's the Lord President?
Yes, it does. I'm sorry, as an Italian, I don't know how to say Maleficent.
Maleficent.
But anyways, I'm here because you played my song batch. I'm actually going to be doing a cover of that I'm Coming song for my upcoming album.
That's going to be on your album you're doing with Louis Lasser?
Oh, yes.
We're in the studio. It's going to be a big album. It's going to be a big hit right in Europe, all over the Baltic seas, and then we're going to dump it in Poland.
Yes. And also my last track, it went number one in Paraguay, so I'm very excited about that.
Big hit in Paraguay.
Yes. So anyways, we got to go put the final touches on the new album. And then once it's finished, we'll do a listening party. But anyways, though, I get to go. And so I see you all later. Bye, Boobalini.
Well, we've just had the big reveal of who's doing all this, and I'm trying to understand what's happening.
Okay.
The Italian ghost bucket just had to talk over it.
Yeah, did Gots get revealed? Break it down, James.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It was all Gots in the end.
What actually just happened that we just missed?
So it reveals it's the Lord President. So basically Trump.
Oh,
oh, tight.
Topical.
But like, why?
He wants to be immortal.
Oh.
And the only way to do it is to get the ring from Rassilon in the tomb. So.
That somehow involves all these doctors coming back together?
Yeah, because he used the time scoop to bring them to the death zone so they could clear the way for him.
What is happening?
That was me.
Hello, it's me, and I'm the Lord President. I was the one who got all the doctors together. And then he decided I wouldn't do this because they were saying mean things about
him. I don't understand a word you're saying, just like in real life.
Trump's
They were trying to be very mean to me. They were being very nasty people who was...
No clue what you're saying.
They were very nasty humans, so I thought I'd put them in jail. He's the imposter, Trump. I am the real one.
There's already too many of you on this show. Get out.
That's my duplicate, so I can be president 100 years from now. I'm his clone. I'm the clone of him. Just in case he gets assassinated, I get to be president. Yes, exactly. That's why we're going to do this. Anyways, we're going to, as a time old president, we're going to get rid of all the who's. Anyways, we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Get rid of all the who's.
I don't know if those two characters will come back.
Also, look like he's got a swat on top of his head.
Yes, I'm telling you, it's Maleficent.
Bow down.
He's got a very fancy hat.
Wow, this first Maleficent movie is going into weird directions.
That's what you're going to do to Cody Rhodes. What was that about?
Come, Doctor, you are going to suck my dick.
Here's the domination part.
it's the fucking TARDIS. I'm sorry, I couldn't say that. We gotta bleep that.
What, retardus?
Yeah, TARDIS.
It's that fucking Ginger Meg school nerd. Calling the Capitol.
What is even happening?
It's the Hunger Games, according to Capitol.
The doctors have a better TV than the fucking Time Lords. And the doctor's breaking everything. Fix me a drink.
Even on TV, his hair still looks horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very upset that so far only two.
When did that happen?
Face. It's like, please stay there. Do not move. We will come and get you.
he is under control.
Well, that is true.
What's up, George Washington? Fucking George Washington, Jonathan Adams, and fucking Thomas Jefferson? Let's go.
The free presidents.
Right?
Finally, they're going to have Peter Dickinson together with the other three doctors, and they're just going to have a cardboard cutout of Tom Baker.
What's this doctor's name again?
Club has been played.
Is it Peter Davidson?
It sounded like you said Peter Dickinson.
You said Dickinson.
Dickinson. I don't know anyone's names anymore. Bill Dickinson.
Emily Dickens. Yeah.
Wow.
Bill Clinton.
Biggest Dickus.
That doctor looks like Bill Clinton. That one looks like George Washington. And then the other one doesn't really look like
the island.
Fucking Dracula's down all tied up and shit, some BDSM shit. Told you. Crossbows? We're getting crossbows now?
No, that's not a crossbow.
Oh, I'm high as shit. I thought that was a crossbow. Fight it, boy.
Get away from me, Doctor Who's. You're old man and fools. It's now the young Who's time.
Choice of a new generation.
They all fell asleep.
You can get one of those.
Oh. Was that for me or
not? For all of you.
What did I do? What did I do? What happened?
Good old man,
everyone.
Yeah, they all fell asleep.
I get failed trombone for doing nothing. This is a witch hunt.
Maleficent. Wasn't Maleficent the witch?
Yeah, well, he does look like Maleficent in this episode.
Well, that will be him. Are we sure that's not Alan Rickman? I'm here for the witch.
No, this whole character should have been played by me, Vincent Price. I would have made a perfect villain as in Doctor Who, but nobody cared about what I felt. So I got to make fun of my grandson, Jody, instead.
Well, I think at this point you were filming Hilarious House of Frightenstein at this point in time, so...
I mean, I was, but that's beside the point. And also, look at this man's mutton chops. I'm a little jealous.
What is happening? Who are you? I do.
Make like a high, make a high, yo.
That is racist as shit.
It's Jumpy. I am sure.
What is happening? Who is that guy?
Wrestling.
Wrestling.
Wow, that's the king of wrestling? That's not what I expected. Don't
believe him. Kind of looks like Brian Blessed.
Well, if you ever want to do Trial of a Time Lord, Brian Blessed is in it.
Oh. I'm a little disappointed. This whole arc is called The Five Doctors, and only four of them are in this episode.
Yep. Yep.
The four doctors and archival footage.
Yes, actually, that's more accurate, yeah.
On the DVD, the writer and Peter Davison do commentary, and he goes over the script of how it was originally written.
Oh.
Yeah.
I would imagine, like, Tom Baker was probably featured a lot more in this original script before they had to take his bits out since he didn't want to come back.
Very much so. And also, there was supposed to be more Daleks, but... the owner of the Daleks at the time wouldn't let them use them.
Oh. That sucks. I thought you were gonna say they like were all broken.
Help us! We're stuck in here.
Help us!
Oh, my crotch!
What is happening?
Take that, vile bean!
Is he a statue forever now?
Yep, he's immortal.
Well, but they said he wanted to be immortal. He did. They didn't say, well, we can turn you into a statue. That's the best we can do.
Well, he wasn't specific on what he wanted, so...
Exactly. No, it's fine. We don't want to be immortal. We prefer to be this way.
They're like, we're old. We're good. We got a couple of years left.
Oh, yes, one of us is trapped. Okay, here's archival footage again.
That is hella archival footage.
Mm-hmm. That was from a missing episode, actually.
Oh.
Wow.
Or an incomplete episode, I should
this
say.
This motherfucker sleeps through the whole thing.
Yep.
Even though Tom Baker's not in the any of these episodes, they use archival footage. At least he's still got pay because he's still got credit.
Yeah.
That shady motherfucker.
You have chosen wisely, Doctor Who's.
You got the wrench.
And now it's time for all your mind probes.
But you cannot take the Grail past the Holy Seal. Oh, wait. No, wrong movie.
Oh, we're shit out of luck. We've all been played by old people, and I'm very disappointed that we could have been young, stupid regeneration.
Yeah, I don't blame him for being pissed.
Hey, guys.
Oh, God.
If you have all the Doctor Who's together, you know what their wrestling faction would be? Regeneration X.
That's
fucking good. I liked it. I was ready for the other one, but that's actually not bad. That's not bad.
See, little dude here, he could be X-Pac.
Or X-Pac.
This is, and the younger one could be Shawn Michaels. The tallest one could be Kevin Nash.
No.
And who else was in Generation X?
Oh, not Generation X.
Right.
Oh,
John,
Kevin Nash.
John,
Kevin
Johnny Nash Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa, right?
Yeah.
According to R-Truth.
R-Truth, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Generation X.
They need to run with that. They need to do at least one intro where they do the full DX intro with R-Truth and then have Shawn and Triple H come out and just totally laugh their ass off.
That could work.
Farewell, Peter Sellers. It was nice knowing you. Well,
goodbye,
my dear chap.
I must say I've had the time of my life. Goodbye. Have we? Well, I only have one life. I think I've had too much already. Goodbye. Yes, it was really nice meeting you. Goodbye. Nice meeting you too.
I'll explain later. Okay.
Also, they don't realize that all the other they're all Doctor Who's.
They yeah, Sarah knows because she's been around. She's been around two of them. So
yeah.
Oh, okay.
So what's the their? What?
Look at those effects. What is this?
It's how you did it's effects like back then.
Oh, it's Faye Dunaway.
Straight off the set of Supergirl.
Yes.
So in the like later Doctor Who, Peter Davison's daughter plays the Doctor's daughter or something.
Yes.
Oh yes.
Yep.
But then she also married the Doctor in real life. Yeah. Yep. So it's all kind of weird. The Doctor is the 10th Doctor's father-in-law.
I mean, I know David Tennant really wanted to get into Doctor Who, but I did expect him to go through his daughter.
Oh.
Marcy and I have been working on that joke for 2 weeks.
Correction, Bede's been working on that joke for 2 weeks.
Yeah, but you worked on the setup.
I was working on the setup. It took me like a second. Yes.
Yes.
Well, this arc is almost finished.
I know, and the Doctor Who month's almost over.
Yes, and it's back to our regularly scheduled programming next month.
Thank God.
Yeah. And I guess, would it technically be the start of next month be our next Patreon poll pick or something like that?
I think that's all in the schedule, Bede, but no.
Okay, I'll have to have a look.
Yeah, I have a schedule that you never check.
Well, I was busy.
Yeah, I don't check it either, dude. Don't worry about it. I don't even know if I'm even on the schedule.
You're so. Not, because it's for the whole Super Network. You're off to
Gallifrey.
And you're just part of the 2B Tuesdays.
The 2B Tuesdays. Stars.
Loss.
This is why you check the schedule. Duh.
Shut up.
Yeah. No, I will make fun of you every chance schedule. I get.
I'm sorry, okay?
Yeah, but Colin, you're only don't on be, one don't show apologize. On the network. You don't need the schedule.
Don't apologize. Don't apologize, Bede. Don't
always
do
apologize.
It. Don't do it.
I'll try not to do it.
And
the end of Doctor Who, Mub.
And we are not going forward with the Warriors of the Deep because that sounds disturbing.
That sounds awesome.
Silurians. I'm
gonna watch that.
And yeah, this wraps up Doctor Who Month on the 2B Tuesdays podcast.
Yes.
And thank you to James for joining us for all of these episodes for the month. We appreciated having a Who expert on the show.
Yes.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. This was a lot of fun.
And you're always welcome back anytime, James.
So are we saying every February is Who Month?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I won't hold you to it.
To be determined, but you can find the 2B Tuesdays podcast every week. You can go to supermarcy.com. That is home of the Super Network with all the Super Network podcasts. And if you want all your handy 2B links, just go to the link tree. which is linktr.ee/the2bTuesdays podcast. And it's got all the links to the socials where you can find us and where, you know, the podcast feeds on different players and all that. And, yeah, I'm pretty much Super Marcy everywhere except Letterboxd. I'm Super_Marcy. And you can also find me on After Dark with Super Marcy. And that's everywhere as well. I literally could not remember links or anything at this moment in time. Feed.
Well, people want to find me personally. You can find me on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under BeanJamide as one word. You can also find all my work over at supermarcy.com. And as also, you can listen to my solo podcast, Bean vs. the Living Dead, Ed, as well as its spin-off podcast, Bean and Steve vs. Camp Crystal Lake, on all podcast streamers everywhere via the Bean vs. the Living Dead podcast feed.
You can find Colin on Trash Panda Podcast,
which is trashpandapodcast.com.
There you go.
That's right. Yep.
Okay. Back to batch.
You can find me every Tuesday on WebTales, the Spider-Man podcast, part of the Pop4D network, where we recap classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning to the present day. Also, follow me on X at BatchPop4D, follow Craven at CravenPop4D, and follow us on the Facebooks at Pop4D.
And James.
You can find me on the Twixter at JameSimpson316. And you can follow me at Tubi_Ninja_T. But I am blind, so I will not be checking my feet.
I mean, that is fair. And with that, that brings Doctor Who month to a close. And yeah, we'll see you next Tuesday, everybody. Bye-bye.
See you, everyone. Bye. I'm going to go to the next one.